Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
All right. Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept here on Talktainment Radio with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. 1-877-932-9766 is the number to call, or 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com if you want to get in contact with me. You may not get read today. We do have a call on the line, which I'm going to get to. Mr. Fuller is going to answer to the second part of his question, so hang on to that. I have to tell you this. This is the donate hour, so don't forget to, you can make a donation by electronic check, K&E World Network, LLC, edozier625@gmail.com. There are three different ones that I will read at different points. I'm not going to read them all right now. Okay, Mr. Fuller, our focus today is concentrate and focus. So, Mr. Fuller, sorry about the break, but we had to do that to get the second hour in, going. Now, go ahead and answer that, and then I'll have the brother get his second question in. What was your second point, Mr. Fuller?
Well, the second point, first point was that if you're around white people where, you know, you work with white people and they want to be what you call, friendly and not have any animosity, want everything to work smoothly and whatnot, like on a job or something like that, just try to get that white person that you are quote-unquote close to, if you are on a first-name basis with him or her, then there's two things. If they bring it up, I mean, about how things can improve between black people and white people on this race issue, because some white people say that black people are always beating up on us, but they don't ever have anything to say. I mean, that's constructive or positive or whatnot. They just run around talking about Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's fist in the air and foaming at the mouth and talking about white folks ain't right and all like this, and say, well, I'm not trying to do any harm to you. I'm not trying to harm you and whatnot. So what can I do? I mean, you don't leave me with anything to work with. I mean, what can I do to help? You know? Well, there's two things right out of the gate. Don't ever lie if you're white.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you ask a white person. If you're on a first-name basis with them or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, don't lie.
You have some type of constructive interaction.
Yes.
Okay? So you say, don't ever say anything to me that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you a question, when you give me an answer, make sure that that answer is truthful.
Okay.
All right? Since you asked, all right, since we're talking on this cordial basis. Number two, don't withhold constructive information. Alice, if you get constructive information about these promotions and whatnot and what it takes to get one and all like that, and this little school that they have on weekends, I mean, that's set up by this corporation that nobody knows anything about,
yeah,
but just a handful of people.
Yeah.
You come to me, Alice, and let me know the minute you find out something like that, and then walk me through it.
Yes, sir.
Information is power. So don't ever say anything that's not true. and don't withhold constructive information.
Yes, sir.
These are two things that help anybody on the planet anywhere. People not lying to you, ever. You go to the car repair shop, nobody tells you a lie. All right? Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good all luck. Right?
Now, the white people who do not do this, they stay on that suspect list of being racist, period. And they don't come off of it until the end of racism. That's the deal.
That's the deal. Okay.
And you let them know in a nice, and without shouting or getting mad or name calling, you just say, Alice, you know, you said a lot of things to me last year that were not true. I found out they weren't true. And we had talked about this. And I let you know that if you did that just one time, that you would be on a racist suspect list, and that's where you are, and that's where we are.
Okay.
Now, if you want to come off that list, then you have to start telling me the truth as of now.
Yeah, that's the first one, tell the truth. What's your second question, brother?
I want to expound on that. There's no way that you can be on code by yourself. The exemplary illustration of that are the Royal Somali, who came over here 23, 30 years ago and have built up a culture or a nation within side of nation. But my second question, last week you said that I don't assist in the, you know, agreement of cutting the check for reparations. Like, I feel it should be divided into three things, you know, medical health, and that, you know, appropriate funds should be given for health. And I was wondering, who would appropriate these funds to African descendants of slaves? Who would appropriate these funds for medical, for medical services or for businesses? Who would be the appropriator of the fund?
Okay, Mr. Fuller.
It's not white supremacists.
Okay, Mr. Fuller.
It would be the white supremacists. I mean, they're nobody. We are in a prison system. Non-white people, the black people of this planet, are in a prison system. Prisoners don't own anything. There's no such thing as prisoners owning something. Once you become a prisoner of war, you don't own anything. You don't have anything except your uniform. That's the only thing you have, and that's your black skin. Everything that you see around you on this planet no longer comes under any power that you have because you don't have any. All you got is a prison uniform. That's what anybody that's been in any kind of prison knows that. Once they strip you down, I mean, and put on the label uniform, that number across your chest or your back and all like that, that's all you got. It's just a number.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a wife. You don't have children. You don't have anything. And so that's the way we have to look at it because that's the way it is. If
yes.
You're black on this planet. So you don't appropriate nothing. There's no way to do that. Everything comes from the white supremacists. You hear black people talking about, I own some land. You don't own anything if you're black on this planet. Why? Because the question comes down, I'm talking about fallen logic and fallen evidence.
Yes, sir.
Who owns you? Because whatever you say you own, owns everything that you have because they own you.
Yes, sir. That's
and the
right.
White supremacists come under, every black person I've ever heard of, comes under the power of the white supremacists.
That's right.
I don't know of a single black person on this planet who is not under the power of the white supremacists.
Okay. We're talking about focus and concentration today. And Mr. Fuller, when he was speaking of his book, really, when you get the book, and if you do read it, and you should read it, you will understand it may take a while, the theme into that, as he has addressed this, this book is not for the group. It's for the individual. Before we take this next call, Mr. Fuller, can you explain how important that is to have that knowledge that this is addressed to the individual and what the individual can do?
It's addressed to the individual, and I say this is something that's a breakthrough if we do it.
Yes,
and
yes.
I say that it's the key to solving the race problem. I mean, and do it fast. I mean, not dragging it on from generation to generation. I'm talking about taking care of this in a slam dunk. And that is the one thing we have overlooked, and that is the need for the individual to have a code.
Yes.
And what is the code? Do's and don'ts. That's all it is. That's all any kind of code is. Something that you do, something that you don't do.
Exactly. That's it.
Things that you do, things that you don't do every day. Things that you say, things that you don't say every day.
Every day.
All the things that you don't say them.
Every day.
All the things that you say them.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that you do them. All the things that you don't do them. That's a code.
Again.
The white supremacists understand this. This is why they're successful.
Exactly. Again.
They're nothing but walking. They're just like a computer. Do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Do's and don'ts. There's certain things they ain't going to do, period.
This,
all right?
Yes.
And certain things they're going to do. We don't have anything like that.
Nothing.
We just walk around every day bumping into things and hope that it works out all right. We don't have a set of do's and don'ts for anything except something that's pure foolishness.
Or show off. This is why it is important, this particular program, concentrate
yes.
and focus in
yes.
on what you should do. Caller, you're on.
Individual.
Individual,
right.
yes,
right.
individual. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question to Mr. Fuller is this. Mr. Fuller, do you think that white supremacy is in line or out of line with universal logic?
Woo.
They are in line with universal logic when it comes to doing things that they want done. Logic just means a way of getting things done. They are out of line with doing the correct thing.
Yes.
All right? But because everything that the white supremacists do is to glorify white supremacists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
is the purpose of white supremacy? That's the question. It's to have fun, to get glory, and to have material comfort by doing what? By dominating and mistreating people who they classify as non-white. That's it. And it has turned out to be the most powerful political and religious idea ever conceived in the minds of people. And they've set up a code for doing that. Just a set of do's and don'ts for every white person. And they don't have to just walk around saying that every day. It's built into the ideology. Once you set your goal, which is to dominate and mistreat people of color in order to get fun, glory, and material comfort, then all you do then is just fill in all the blanks on the do's and don'ts for doing that. Certain things you do when the black people, when you interact with them, certain things you don't do. Certain things you say every day in the office or wherever you happen to be, certain things you don't say. And that's it. It's real simple. I mean, it is super simple. There's nothing complicated about it. Here comes the black people. All right. Code time. White code time. You say this to black people. If you want to have them laughing, say this, that, and the other. If you want to have them crying, say this, that, and the other. If you want to have them being cooperative with you and all like that and worshiping you, say this and say that. Do this and do that. If you want to have them copying the things you do, I mean, and to their detriment and all like that, the things you want them to do that nobody should be doing,
yes.
but you want them to do it.
Yes.
Say this. Say that. Put this on your movies. Put this on TV. Do this. Do that. It's nothing but do's and don'ts.
That's it.
For a white person.
You're right.
And then they got a set of do's and don'ts mm-hmm. for black people.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall right into the set that they have for us doing and don't.
Yes. This
they
is,
tell us what's important and what isn't. What to wear.
Yes.
What you should think about buying next holiday.
Mm-hmm.
All like that. And we rush out, I mean, trying to figure out a way how we're going to rob somebody to get enough money to buy that thing that's the latest thing. And the person that you're going to rob is going to be somebody black. Well, they got it all set up for you to be on that side of town where that's all you're going to run into anyway. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of down-and-out black people just like you are down-and-out. Okay?
Yes.
We haven't caught on to that yet.
Not yet. If you missed the first hour, and in particular the first statement, Mr. Fuller explained about show-off. And as he's talking now, this is why it is important not to show off or the show-off-isms. Maybe we'll have him go back over that again. Let's see here. What I have to do this here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here we go. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's several that I want to share with you. It's Your Time to Travel with host Ricky Tyus. Wiggins World. Stacey Wiggins gets all into all aspects of wellness. All aspects. Mental, physical, spiritual, the whole gambit. You need to check the brother out. And, of course, new money. You need to know what money is and how it works. Oh, yeah, you need to know that. That is with hosts Drew and Janae. Now, these shows, really, are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, you're not going to know that unless you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, view the programming there, these and other ones that I may have suggested, and give them a sample to see what they're all about. Focus and concentrate on that to help better yourself in your struggle in this against racism, which is white supremacy. Again, these are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. So just go there, click on programs, and you're there. That's from TalkTainment Radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we have been discussing to concentrate and focus. Get away from show-offisms and all that. Concentrate and focus in the system, in the war that you are against, that is against you, racism and white supremacy. You need to focus on it to know what to do. And Mr. Fuller will again explain, as he's been explaining, that this is for the individual. You got to, the clarity of that has got to come through. Until you understand that, then it's going to be difficult for individual, what you can do in your struggle in this, because that is very powerful. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Fuller, the last time you was on, I hear people all the time saying that white supremacy doesn't exist. And I was looking around my house the last time you were on, and I thought to myself, everything in this house comes from companies that are owned by people who classify themselves as white. All the paint on the walls, the carpet on the floor, all the dishes, the silverware, the refrigerator, stove, the trash can that sits in the kitchen, Rubbermaid, CEO of that company is white. All the shoes under the bed itself, the car I drive, the job that I got to go to, this English language that's coming out of this brown-skinned body that's not supposed to be going on. I drove over the road for 5 years. From New York to California, and from the state of Washington all the way to Miami, Florida, every inch of land, 99% of it is owned by people who classify themselves as white. All the resources in the land, all the gold, all the diamonds, all the oil, all the natural gas, all the gas, all the fruit trees, and then people want to say that white supremacy don't exist.
Yes, sir. People will say that. Well, then, but what does the code say that you, what is your response? You say, okay, well, that comes under VGQ. That's the person's opinion. So it means that if it does exist, I guess. I don't know what they mean when they say that, but I take it for what it's worth. And I take it the person is talking, the person says, it doesn't exist. So it doesn't exist. In their minds, it doesn't exist. So you don't argue with the person. That's part of the code. If a person says, when a person says to me, I'll give a direct codified response, example. When a person says that white supremacy does not exist, what you say is, well, there's no point in talking about white supremacy if it doesn't exist. And then you don't talk about it to that person. So you're not supposed to try to prove to a black person that white supremacy exists. What you pay attention to is whatever they complain about. That's when you talk about, okay, you got a complaint. What's your complaint? And who are you having your complaint about? Does it involve other people? And who are these people that you are complaining about? Okay? And a lot of times a black person might say, well, it's my neighbors. And you say, well, who are your neighbors? And say, well, they're black people. Oh, all right. Black people are your neighbors? Okay. How did black people become your neighbors? Okay. But go on. What are you complaining about? Well, they're just tearing up the neighborhood, and they're not keeping the property values up. I mean, and every time I go to the bus stop, I get robbed. Oh, you get robbed every time you go to the bus stop. Oh, well, who robs you? Other black people. Wait a minute. Other black people. Did you say black? Did you just use the word black, sir? Yeah, they're the ones. They're the ones doing all this. I mean, you know, I know where you're going. You're going to say, you know, the white man set it all up and all like that. But it's these black people doing these things to me. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of putting up with it. Well, now, okay. Well, who do you think can cure whatever this problem is that you say you have? Because, hey, I live just in the same block that you live in. And I'm putting up with the same thing. But you said white supremacy doesn't exist. So who do we go to? Who do we go to, you and me? I mean, to take care of this, to stop this. Well, I mean, somebody ought to do, wait a minute, somebody like who? See, little by little, the code says what? All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. And if you ask enough questions and get enough answers, where you're going to go is to the truth. And so it's nothing like a person discovering themselves through their own experience what the real deal is. That's why the code says never argue with another black person when that person says racism doesn't exist. Just let them keep doing what they're doing wherever they are. Don't try to convince them of anything. Yeah. And it's been my experience. Black people sometimes 10 years later have come to me and say, you know what? What you say is true, but I didn't see it at the time.
Yes.
I already knew that.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, let me pause for just a second here. I've been blasted with a tremendous amount of Gmails. All I'm going to say is, people, they have mentioned, Mr. Fuller, that two shows are overlapping, one tape and one live. I'm going to say this, that the usual suspects, if you can hear me, are in play, even way down there in French Guiana, Metro. The usual suspects are in play to interfere with the message that Mr. Fuller is delivering. They don't want you, the usual suspects do not want you to get this message. So if they can disrupt it by any means necessary, Anthony and JR, Metro and Mr. Taliaferro, if they can, and anybody else who's listening, if they could job it up so that his message will not get through, then that's what they're going through. But bear with us. We're trying to do all that we can do on this end. But the fact of the matter is that Neely Fuller Jr.'s message is being effective, and they want to disrupt it any way that they can do it. Now, that is the truth. We're obligated to tell the truth. That's the truth. That is the truth. So bear with us. We're trying to do the best that we can. I apologize for the interference, but it is them that is doing that to make it look like it's somewhere else. You know, hiding in plain sight. Yeah, that's what's going on. You didn't know this, Mr. Fuller, and I didn't. I wasn't aware of it until just now when a bevy of Gmails come through. But that is to be expected for the usual suspects to do things like this. Am I correct on that, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir. I mean, if it's true that what I'm saying is taking effect, is taking some type of small root, the white supremacists themselves are now using the term white supremacy, which is what they have not been doing in years, but it's all over the news, whatnot. So the code says when they start using a term, look out. They are getting ready to put their spin on it of what a white supremacist is and what a white supremacist is not. They're going to try to take that away from what I have in the textbook. But I'm telling black people, stick with the textbook definition. Racism is white supremacy, and white supremacy is racism, because they're doing it in a, it's my prediction, little by little, they're saying there is such a thing as white supremacy, but then I don't know, I can't predict how they're going to do it, but they're going to put it in some type of neat little box where it becomes an ineffective term. They're going to, so that at some point they can say, well, we just about took care of that white supremacist thing, so now we can move on to something else. See, that's the white supremacist technique. They are the masters of words. But now, I haven't heard them use yet the term code. See what I mean? Counter-racist code. Or even address. Black people having a code, each and every individual.
Here we go.
They will address groups. They will talk about some black leader. Oh, they don't mind that at all. They'll say, yeah, well, one of the black leaders said this and one of the black leaders said that. They like that black leader thing because they can deal with that.
Yes.
They know that they can take care of all that black leader thing because, see, they are masters of psychology. They are them. They know people's minds. So they know that when they set up some black person and even recognize a black person as being a leader or a spokesperson, they know that black people will look at that person, find some fault in that person, and then they will start taking sides about who they're going to back, this black person or that black person. Mr. So-and-so or Reverend so-and-so or Professor so-and-so, yeah, that's my man. That's the one that should be talking for me. I mean, that Negro that y'all backing over there on the other side of town, he don't know nothing or she don't know nothing. And so the white supremacists like that kind of confusion.
Yes, sir.
But see, when you codify each and every black person so that every move that they make is going to have a constructive effect on black people. That's what the white supremacists do not want. They don't want each and every black person to become his or her own leader. And this is super important. This is what the entire code book is about, that every black person on the planet knows exactly what to do and what not to do in every circumstance that they encounter.
Yes, sir.
That should be the goal.
Yes, sir.
And the white supremacists are out of business when that happens. They're not going to be out of business until that happens.
That's it.
So all they don't mind so-called organizations, and then black people arguing about which black organization is better than the other one. All right? And so that can go on forever.
Okay.
And the white supremacists exploit that.
All right, got to leave
it. They will build up one or two black people and put them all over television and say, these are the recognized black leaders.
All right. Gotta leave it right there.
People will complain.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have more of your phone calls, more Gmails, all that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income, and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's your radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today's subject is concentrate, focus. Focus here in this system of racism, which is white supremacy. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call, or the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And I do appreciate all those who have gmailed me to let me know what's going on as far as what the usual suspects are trying to do to this program. Mr. Fuller, before we went to break, you mentioned the word, and I found it very interesting. You mentioned the word how the white supremacists build up a person. They like the for an individual to be a group leader or something, build up. And it made me think about the March on Washington, which I call the farce on Washington. But if you read the background story of it, according to what Malcolm X said, you know, it was a setup. They built that bad boy up, and he explained that or exposed that in two speeches. One was the ballot or the bullet, or the message to the grassroots, and it gave a clear indication of how they set this thing up and took it over, chose our leaders so that they could manipulate them, still going on today. The ballot or the bullet, by Malcolm X, or message to the grassroots. Let's see here, Mr. Fuller. I had a Gmail here that I wanted to read. Wait a minute, is this it? No. Wait a minute. Just bear with me. Okay, here it is. This is no, that's not it. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Bear with me here. Wow. Ain't that it? You know how you have something and then it gets away from you. So maybe I'll do this one here. Okay. Mr. Fuller, I have a couple of questions for you. It says, Mr. Fuller, have you ever met or do you know of a white person that is not a racist? By racist, I mean that individual white person has never mistreated any non-white person in their life because of their color.
Do I know a white person who has never practiced racism?
Basically, that is the question. Mm-hmm. One of the questions. Mm-hmm.
The answer is no.
Okay. Second question. Mr. Fuller, if there exists such a thing as a white person that does not practice or has never practiced white supremacy racism, would it be accurate to say this group of whites are so few, if they exist at all, that they are statistically insignificant?
Well, if I know the answer to that question, if I understand the question, there are huge numbers of white people who do not practice racism. And I'll tell you the categories right off the bat, who they are. They are white people who are so elderly that they do not know one color from the other. They, in other words, they have reached a point in their existence on the planet where, for some reason or another, they can't tell the difference in colors. You have to know colors. You have to know the difference between white and non-white. And it has to have some significance in your mind. Otherwise, you cannot practice racism. Now, who would be in those categories? And they are in the categories of the millions, even as we speak. And they are, and this includes even white people who walked around and openly said they hated black people. Say, for example, a white person who said that he or she hated black people at age 50. That person is 50 years old. Now that person is, that they said that at one time when they were 50 years old, and they practiced racism all that time and said that they were racist, admitted it to the entire world. Then one day as time passed by, they got to be, say, 106 years old, and they lost the ability to tell one color from another. In fact, they lost the ability to tell a spoon from a fork. They don't remember anything. They have Alzheimer's, you might say, disease, or some other form of disease where they no longer have a memory. Now, you can't accuse that white person, logically speaking, of being racist, because the person doesn't know a door from a doorknob. The person is sitting there in a wheelchair all day staring into space. They can't tell a tree from a car. So that person is not a racist. You can say the person used to be. But that person, everything in codification is logic now. That person is not a racist. You cannot accuse that person of being a racist. You can accuse that person of having once been a racist. Now, that's one category. The other category, according to logic, everything in codification goes according to logic, not on based on feeling and emotions. It's logic. The other category is a newborn white baby. You go into a ward and a baby is just born, came out of a white woman's womb as a result of a white man having been in that womb sexually. And this baby is born, and the baby cries out, now it's breathing. And the baby is here, and the baby is white, classified as white. He is a white baby. That baby does not practice racism. You can't accuse that baby, logically speaking, of practicing racism. The baby isn't doing anything but just yelling and asking for help, and should get help. Oh, yes, the baby should get help. I mean, if it's a black person standing there and the baby starts coughing or choking or something like that, you help that baby. Why? Because somebody helped you. That's the law of compensation.
Okay.
Don't get away from that. This is all about compensatory law,
right.
Laws of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Black people should not be in the business of violating laws of the universe in its best form.
Best form, all right.
Yes.
So
those are two categories.
Okay.
Now, what does the code say? What about the other white people who are not babies and who are not senile? According to the code, and here's the punchline, every white person who is able, underline able, to be a white supremacist in 2019 should be expected to be one, suspected to be one. Why? Because you don't have any evidence that the person is not one, and in a system of white supremacy, since there's no master list of who is a white supremacist and who is not. As far as I know, there's no master list. There's no list you can rely on. Then it's logical for every victim of racism to suspect that any white person who is able to be one probably is one. You have to do that. That is an absolute must, logically speaking. It's not personal, it's business. And you can tell white people that, you know, a person that you work with and whatnot. If the person asks you straight up, well, do you think that I'm a racist? You say, Jack, I suspect you could be one. And he would say, well, why would you suspect that I'm a racist? And you've been working with me for 10, 15 years and all like that? I said, because I don't have any proof that you're not one. And in a world dominated by racism, you know, I don't have any proof that you're a racist. I don't have any proof that you're not a racist. But somebody is a racist, and it might be you. Because nobody's really working on a list of who is a racist and who is not a racist. What else can I do, Jack? You say, well, I never thought you thought like that. Well, I have to think that like that, Jack. Stop and think about it yourself. If the situation were reversed, how do you know? How is it for anybody to know, another white person to know that you are not a racist? Unless there's some type of proof that you are not in a system of white supremacy where racism dominates everything that everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, Mr. Fuller says, Mr. Fuller, should non-white people look for and invest time and energy looking for white people who are not racist?
No. What you do is suspect every white person who is able to be one to be one, but then that's why you need a code. How do you interact with white people who you suspect are racist? You interact with them by asking them to do constructive things and then measure whether or not they do things that are constructive or non-constructive, because that's the only measure you got.
Okay.
Either they're going to do something that hurts you, or they're going to do something that helps you. Now, that doesn't take them out of the racist suspect list because they're doing something to help you, because they're in position to help you. That's what white supremacy means. So they are in position to help you or harm you. So you don't even think about whether or not they're racist or not, because you've already concluded that most likely they are. Mm-hmm. If you walk into the door doing that, you see a white face and you see that person is able to tell one color from another, that puts them on the racist suspect list right there.
All right.
The person can tell one color from another.
Focus and concentrate, or concentrate and focus, has been our topic of discussion today. But TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. And we've been deep today, whew, and very, very good. 1-877-932-9766 or 7, Mr. Bobby. At 7, Mr. Bobby at BOBBY@gmail.com is how you can get in contact with me. But it is at this particular time that we have Mr. Fuller speak about his book. And if you've been with us this entire 2 hours, you've found out how this book is addressed, and this is very important, to the individual person. Individual code, this person. And Mr. Fuller will explain that. Mr. Fuller.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of what the book is about. And the title is kind of long and complicated. You might think that the book is difficult to read, but it really isn't. But I had to keep that title because the title was necessary to describe what I wrote the book for. and the frame of reference that I'm using. It's called the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. And it's strictly a concept for what I say is the missing concept in the whole discussion about race and racism and what to do about it. The emphasis on everything that I've written in the textbook for victims of white supremacy is about what to do about it, not just how painful the system of racism is, how much damage it has done and is doing, but what the individual person can do and not do each and every day in every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Just sets of do's and don'ts and explanations of why you don't do this or why you don't say that. And suggestions about what to do and say, not just about what not to do, but what to do. And I think that everybody, and the code even recommends this, the book, that everybody should be writing code about wherever you happen to be, because people's circumstances are different, and the code can't cover everybody's circumstances. It kind of generalizes, but there are different customs in different places and whatnot. So you say, what works best with in every situation without doing unjust harm? See, so that's the criteria for everything that's written in the textbook for victims of racism.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What works best under every circumstance? Because you never want to make any mistakes. You make a mistake, the white supremacists are going to exploit it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, so you have to try to, we'll all make mistakes.
Yes.
But we'll try to minimize them, and that's what the book is designed to help each and every individual non-white person do. It's written for the non-white people of this entire planet.
Okay.
Get it by going to producejustice.com.
All righty. This comes from Gus. He said, Mr. Spoiler, good morning. I've recently heard someone make a statement that pertains to black people being truthful with their beliefs and views on racism and other matters when talking to white people. This sentiment states that if you really want to know what a black person truly believes about anything, including racism, put them in front of a white person or white people, because black people will lie to each other, but not to white people. This may also suggest that black people are fearful of white people, which may lead to them to react by telling truths or untruths about their feelings on racism. I want to know, Mr. Fuller, what is your opinion on this matter, and how should black people conduct themselves and respond as individuals when the subject of racism is brought to a discussion among a room full of white people? Thank you for taking my question.
Well, in the first place, so that black people won't be nervous, because black people are going to be super nervous, even those who claim that they are not. Oh, yes. You know, that's the force of white supremacy. There is a difference in how black people interact with each other when white people are around. Oh, yes, we all know that. We pretend that we don't, but we do. Okay? So, because particularly if white people get themselves involved, there's going to be a whole different thing altogether. All together, that's going to be a whole different thing. So, if you can agree, white people and non-white people all over the world should agree that everybody says exactly what they think. The white person who says he thinks black people are just naturally inferior, say, sorry about that, buddy, but you just ain't up. You people, you know, all you black people, by nature, you're animals. You know, you're not even human. I mean, you know, you got to face it. You don't like it, but I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I put you to a test in every way that I could. I tried to act like you were human beings. I mean, you ain't human beings. You ain't got it. None of you got it. I've been all over the world. Ain't none of you black people got it. You just ain't got it. I mean, a white man is different. A white woman is different. And we're not just different because the way we look. We are different in everything that we do. You people are this and that, and I've heard this from white people, all right, one way or another. And, you know, either through what they write or what they say on television or in the radio back in the old days and all like that. And I always say, well, he's saying what he thinks. So let's put it to a test, okay, whatever kind of test he wants to put it to. Now, if a black white person, a lot of white people will say that, I put it to every test that you can name. I've given black people every kind of chance in the world to prove that they are worthy of any kind of regard or even courtesy and whatnot. And they have failed every test every time. There are a lot of white people who believe that. All right, so say it if you believe it. Because that's the first step. We need truth from everybody.
Yes.
If people can't tell the truth, ain't no point in having a meeting. Everybody's just sitting there acting. And I've seen so many such circumstances. In fact, just about every circumstance I've seen where black people and white people were interacting with each other, more dishonesty than you can shake a stick at. And if they stop being dishonest and start telling it the way that they see it, then there's nothing. Everything breaks down then because it's going to lead to an argument and a fight. But I'm saying we should be at a point now in 2019 where everybody can speak their absolute, just how they see it. And then at the end of every conference where everybody says exactly what they want to say, what they really think. Both black people and white people, without shouting, without name calling, these have got to be the rules of it. Mm-hmm. So you got to have a code for it.
Yes.
For interacting with white people in a white-black setting. We don't have a code for that. And that is no cursing, no discourtesy. Everybody will be addressed as Mr. and Mrs. and whatnot, or whatever names they want to be called. No name calling, no shouting and whatnot. But just do business. I mean, even the mafiosa, when they sit around the table, I mean, hey, these are people who have been killing each other and planning on doing some more. But they sit there, and the white supremacists, who are a criminal organization, they do the same thing among themselves. They kill each other and all like that. But when it comes to sitting around the table and talking about what they're going to do about black people, they are very courteous, like the Corleones in Godfather 1. You know, I think we can come here and reason together. And if the Tattaglias will go along, I'm willing to go along with whatever. Tattaglia lost her son. I mean, because I had Tattaglia's son killed, all right? And I lost a son because Tattaglia had my son, Santino, killed. But, you know, that goes with the business, all right, of this criminal organization. We understand that, but now that we're getting on another plane, I mean, it ain't personal, it's business. White supremacy is a business. So we come to the table the same way when we talk to white people. And we understand that the hostility is still there. But we say, for right now, let's see if we can move the needle some on something. We can agree on something, all right?
Yeah.
Where everybody does a little better than ordinary. And whatnot. Everybody comes out. I mean, even though we're still dealing with a criminal organization, we know that. Ain't no point in shouting at it and getting mad and foaming at the mouth. We can talk about it. Everybody say what they got to say and say how we can kind of relieve the situation at this particular point.
Okay, well, that's going to have to be a good place to leave it because we are out of time for this week. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening. Thank you for all your calls and your emails. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, for the discussion, and we will see you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.